Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 607, Driving Around the Cartographer in Halo 3, recorded live on December 6th, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we have a little bit of news for this week. It's been a couple weeks without really any news, but now we actually have news. This is a good change.
No hour of listening to Godzilla T ramble about personal security.
Which fell into question again today from the picture that you showed me before the show. Well, it's not exactly a security issue, but it's still a pretty funny one.
Yeah.
But we have a couple of things to go over leading into, I guess, kind of the holiday season. We have a couple of things that are actually coming up this week as well for us to talk about. And some things from last week's update, which it turns out came out literally minutes after we concluded last week's live stream, which is kind of unfortunate. Don't know if that will happen again today. We'll be keeping tabs on the Halo Waypoint blog to see if that does come out during our show, in which case we'll interject and hop on that update. But for now, we have last week's update to go through, and we'll go ahead and jump on into that. So we have a couple of different things for HCS that have been made changes to. The Halo WC Oddball Preview playlist has concluded and has been replaced with the 2018 Halo World Championship Preview playlist. That playlist is still using the fall 2017 settings, while the pro team and the multiplayer team are working on settings and updates for the 2018 Halo World Championship. So for now, if you're looking to do some HCS stuff, it's going to be the old HCS settings until they get the new ones ironed out. Oddball is finally done, though, so if you were getting tired of that, you don't have to worry about it anymore. I would have liked to have seen, and maybe I missed this in the update, Oddball get put into some kind of playlist and not just completely stripped out of matchmaking.
They really need a team objective playlist.
They really do. I think with the introduction of Oddball, there's enough variety in there with the ball type, with Assault, Oddball, Capture the Flag, and there's one more that I know is in there that I'm totally blanking on. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. Someone in the chat helped me out. But with the number of objectives that are in there, I think it's probably time to have a team objective playlist.
It'd definitely be nice because, you know, you don't always want to go in and, you know, play Slayer.
No, not really. It is one of those things that hopefully they'll kind of catch wind of. There's been team objective in past games. Might be a good idea to have team objective in this game, especially it being the current game.
It would be nice.
Is there in ranked, I guess, is there a team objective? Or is it just split by game type? I don't even know.
Honestly, right at the moment, I don't remember.
Maybe they do. Maybe we're all just puffing smoke and making a big fuss over something that's not shouldn't be a fuss. Someone wants to go in and check Halo 5 for us to see if there's actually Halo 5 team objective in matchmaking. Report back to us, please. And if there is, oopsies.
Well, let me fire up my Xbox and I'll look.
All right.
Seeing I'm sitting right in front of it.
We got a couple followers on our Mixer chat, so thanks, G. Lewis, previous host of Podtacular. And we also have Cursed Emperor joining the fire team as well. So thanks, guys, for following the stream and being on over here. Another thing up on the update is they had Shoddy Snipers come back in the rotational playlist. There was double XP for this past weekend, and they did have a community play date yesterday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. Again, we are kind of falling behind a little bit on the updates. We may have to change around when we do our shows again to be a little bit more fresh on the updates. I like to change the date around, it seems, every so often.
It would be nice if they would consistently release the update.
There have been times where it's been on Wednesdays, Fridays, Tuesdays, and I think Thursdays at one point. Maybe not, but at least Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I remember distinctly them having consistent community updates. And now it seems like it's been slipped to Wednesday.
No, in the ranked arena, you have Team Arena.
Okay.
Which is Slayer, Capture the Flag, and Strongholds. Then you have straight up Slayer. So I guess the Team Arena could be called a Team Objective.
But it's not exclusively Objective.
No, it's not exclusively Objective.
I'm pretty sure every past Halo game has had a Team Objective playlist in matchmaking. Or am I just making that up?
As far as I can remember, yes. But it's been a while since I actually looked.
I'm pretty sure every previous Halo game has had Team Objective. It'd be nice to have that. Either if they even include Team Arena to have all the objective types in there. And not just Strongholds, which is the one I was missing. And Capture the Flag. So have Assault, have Oddball in there as well. And then I think we'd be happy. So Shoddy Snipers came back. It's in the double XP for this past weekend as well. We'll see what happens for this coming weekend when the update comes out. Again, we're falling a little behind just because the updates now come pretty much within the day after we do our live show. We may reschedule the podcast streams to account for it. Maybe do Thursday nights again, but that's something that we'll discuss internally, and maybe at the turn of the year, we'll see what we decide to end up doing.
Maybe we can get one of your insiders to tell us when they're going to change the date they release the update, or day they release the update.
I could text Uni, Bravo, or Grim and try to figure out when they're doing it so we can actually have a scheduled podcast.
Or, you know, hint to them to pick a day.
I know there's some people there that listen to our podcast every now and then, so if you guys are listening, which hopefully you are, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Next thing up on the update is the Splice HCS skins have now been added, so all the three HCS skins that were touted during the live stream back in November are now available. That's Luminosity Gaming, Straight Ripping, and Splice. I believe all those are $9.99 a piece, US dollars, and they are available either in the Microsoft store. I think they're in the Microsoft store only. I don't think you can get them through the Rec store on the console, or maybe you can. I haven't checked in a while. Regardless, you can either get them through Waypoint or through the Microsoft store and get your skins, support your teams. All of the money, I believe, for every single one of the HCS packs go back to support the team directly. Next up on the list is another thing that we're behind on. There was an extra live stream done with Microsoft Studio at the Microsoft Studio campus, and Kiki, Frankie, and Robert Williamson actually joined Grim over on the extra live stream on Mixer Friday night or Saturday morning. They usually have a 24-hour live stream for raising money for Extra Life. So I'm guessing that's what that was for. I know Rooster Teeth had their Extra Life live stream, I think, several weeks ago. I think Extra Life actually just did theirs possibly this past weekend, which may have been what that was. I don't know if they have a VOD on there or not. This one slipped completely under the radar for me. I didn't even know it was happening until I read the update today. Oops.
Again, pick a day to release this stuff. Oh.
Yeah. Next thing up in the update is Halo Wars 2 has been nominated for Best Strategy Game of the Year. I know we've mentioned this on the podcast before. I think in at least the last show, if not the show prior. For those that are listening to this downloaded, it's going to be a little late to vote because the Game Awards is actually tomorrow as of this recording. So everyone that is in here tonight, it would be behooved of you to go vote for Halo Wars 2 being the best strategy game of the year. The Game Awards take place on December 7th across YouTube, Mixer, I don't know what other Twitch, I don't know what other platforms are going to be streaming it on, but it begins on the 7th, and for those that are in our live stream on Mixer, we have the link there where you can go and vote for Halo Wars 2. Up against Halo Wars 2, we also have, as I pull this up here, I don't want to watch the trailer, thank you. Sorry, why is this link not working? Is it because I already voted?
Probably.
Oh, I clicked the wrong link, that's why.
Ah, the other games are XCOM 2, Ward of the Chosen, War of the Chosen, Tooth and Nail, Total War, Warhammer 2, and Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Well, that's a strategy game, huh?
Yeah, it's actually one of those. There's a specific name for this genre of game, but it's where you plan moves for each character, and it's either like you can plan a defensive move or like shooting in a certain direction. Or and you draw the paths, and it's over a certain amount of time. There's a word for that genre of game, but it's a time-based strategy game, but it's segments of time. Maybe someone in the chat can help me out there.
Sounds like a long, drawn-out game.
I don't think the encounters are that long. I think it's just a few minutes per encounter, but it's several of them because it's a longer game, but. Those are the games that are up against Halo Wars 2. I see a few people already in the chat have voted or have gone over to vote. So thanks for helping
support
Halo. Yay! Again, that takes place on December 7th, so if you're listening to this via download, then it's already passed, and we would have already gotten the results of Best Strategy Game. Otherwise, we have for the folks in the thank you, Laird. It's not exactly turn-based strategy because both sides actually plan their moves and then both plans execute at the same time over a certain duration, so like 5 seconds or whatever like that. It's not a turn-based strategy game that I'm aware of. I guess a couple notable things for the rest of the Game Awards, just for people that are interested. Game of the Year is between Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Persona 5, and Horizon Zero Dawn. I did vote in that one. They have plenty of other genres and categories up there, so make sure you go check out the Game Awards voting and let your voice be heard. Next thing in the update is another past mention. On December 1st, Team Beyond had their monthly FFA in Halo 5. With the $200 prize pool. In the community spotlight, though, we have a interesting highlight, and I think I saw him in here. Yes, he is. Erkibu is featured in the community spotlight for this week. His paint of a banshee looks really, really good. I can tell the background could be paint, but the banshee, it's hard to say that was done in paint.
I'm just absolutely amazed that you were able to do this in MS Paint.
And he is in the chat right now. Erkibu, this is incredible. The Banshee looks like it's a game asset.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
The mountains, the skies, the clouds almost looks like a pastel, but the Banshee looks like actual rendered assets, which I think just touts how good this looks. For those that want the link, here's the link to Erkibu's image. Now, Erkibu, since you're in here, MS Paint that's in here, this isn't the... Is this the base install of Paint that's in Windows, or is this the separate program that's called MS Paint specifically? I think there is a separate... Oh, it is the base Windows version. Whoa! Okay, I'm a little more impressed.
I'm a lot more impressed.
Someone's saying it's got to be Photoshopped. Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was Photoshopped in MS Paint.
It was painted in MS Paint. But Erkibu, it is some stunning work, and congratulations for being featured. Hopefully you get your fire AR skin if you haven't gotten it already. And he says he got the fire one already.
Cool.
Still, this is amazing. If you are listening to this download, check out the Try tryptophan service update. I don't know, even know how you say that word.
Just check out the update for
tryptophan. 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 That's close enough.
It's the stuff in turkey that's supposed to make you sleepy.
Okay.
But it's a November 30th update.
That makes sense, because at the beginning of the update, Grim was talking about coming back from Thanksgiving. Makes sense. It looks like we got Junos and Erkibu going to start trading art secrets. And I did actually talk to Junos about the thing, so now he is working on said thing.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully it is done by the... Sorry, I'm bringing this up, Junos, and I don't mean to spring this on you, because I know we haven't talked about this specifically, but I'm hoping it's done by the 18th or the 19th, so I can get them printed and sent out to the people that are intent on receiving it. But, yeah. So hopefully that's not a surprise to you, Junos. If it is, we can talk after the show.
Hey, surprise!
All he's typing is rush, 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 rush. Back to the update. We have a couple montages that have been put in here, and then a funny little AMV, and it's... I'm kind of partial to some previous Halo productions for Machinima that were done, like Halo 3, Halo Reach, those games. But this one did make me laugh. I don't know if you watched this one, GT, but it's Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, and someone did an AMV to it. The Machinima itself isn't great, but it's good enough to the point where it made me laugh.
Well, that's, as long as it makes you laugh, that's the important part.
It was funny. There's two montages up there, but the Don't Stop Me Now was the one that made me laugh and made me happy inside. Next up is the Halo Hotshots. There's a couple of different themes that people have shared with Grim Uni and some other people at 343. This is kind of the screenshots. The first one is Christmas themed or holiday themed. It has a shack in the woods with the Christmas tree and presents. There's a forged Santa in there as well with a lot of sparks. I don't know if you blew something up or what, but there's a lot of sparks.
Lots of sparks.
The next one is kind of a mix of a whole different design or themes of screenshots. One's in a forest, which looks really awesome. Another one is, or two of them kind of are fire inspired. And the third one almost seems kind of lava inspired. There's a Thanksgiving one. And the next one, there's a sunrise themed one. There's a straight ripping theme set, and then shark tooth skin and armor skin set as well. For play of the week, this is actually from someone I know personally. So, Space Meat, who's one of the Anvil Station cosplayers, used to be one of the exos for the 405th, had a clip highlighted. He got a 7-in-1 ground pound in infection. I don't know if you've seen this one, GT.
I'm watching it right now again. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I saw when Ben posted this on his Facebook feed. I mean, it was cool to see this pop up on Waypoint. But he was the last player standing in an infection round. And he got a 7-for-1, almost an 8-for-1 ground pound.
Oh, gotta love that Halo 5 theater.
At least there is theater. Heyo. And sorry, yes, I meant Unicheck, not Unikraken. My bad.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's it for the update. We're going to take a quick diversion and talk about something that we hinted at last week and released a video about this morning for our final giveaway of the year. So GT, you want to spare any details and tell everyone what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I ought to make them sweat for a little bit.
I mean, we could.
Well, you know, we could, but, you know, well, I guess the video's out, so it's kind of cat's out of the bag. we are giving away a brand spanking new Xbox One X for our last show of the year. We have a video up on YouTube giving you a description of what's going on. There's a Gleam link there, the Xbox X giveaway. Just click on that link, register with them, and for every place you follow us or subscribe to us, you get one entry. You get bonus entries for attending live streams.
Yes.
The way we're going to do that is Dust is going to put a word up on the screen, and you will need to go to the Gleam link and enter that word, and you will receive a bonus entry. We will be doing that for on the podcast.
And every podcast until the end of the year.
Yeah, every podcast till the end of the year. Get to entering.
So a little bit more detail on the stream side of things, since this is kind of my side of this whole setup thing. We are doing a entry for every stream from here to the end. So every stream that you come to, we will display this code on the stream. We're not going to say it in the podcast because that means that if someone listens to the podcast, they can just hear it and then enter it in later. That's not going to work. So you have to actually come to the stream and get the code that will be up on the stream. There's a entry in Gleam where it asks you what the secret code is for that stream. You will have to put that code into the entry, and that entrance method will only be valid for 24 hours. There'll be 24 hours for people to put that code in there. Well, actually, I might make it shorter because I don't want people to share the code with other people. It'll be up for the duration of the podcast during the live stream. So after the live stream's over, that entry is going away. So you have to come to the live stream and get the code, put the code in there, and then if once the live stream is over, that entry method is gone. That entry method is worth 10 entries. Everything else that's on there is worth either one or two entry, as far as following us on Twitter or YouTube. There is a bonus 10 for those that are subscribed to us on Twitch, but we feel that those that are helping us monetarily deserve some credit there, so we're giving that to them. But the main way to enter to win this Xbox One X is to come watch us on the live stream. The case doesn't exactly matter. I mean, I'm going to be seeing what people's responses are, so I'll get a good sense of whether or not you've actually been here. So that shouldn't be a problem. So if you want to have the chance to win this Xbox One, you can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on YouTube, and watch our YouTube video and subscribe to us on Twitch. But the best way they're going to be able to get an entry into this drawing is to come watch our live stream and then input the secret code. Capiche?
And yes, it is open to anybody that Amazon ships to.
Yes. So we'll be shipping it straight from Amazon to the winner. Our last podcast of the year will be to, I believe, the 27th is when we're currently having it planned. We have another three shows, including this one, before the end of the year. Yeah, so we have one today. We'll have one next week, the week after. And then the week after will be our last show of the year. So including this episode, there will be four chances to enter for the live stream entries.
So that's an extra 40 entries.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you tell people to come watch for if they want a chance to win this Xbox One X. That's going to be the best way for them to win. And make sure you show up every week until the end of December. As for tonight's stream giveaway, we are going to be giving away a complete edition of Halo Wars 2. This will go nicely with your brand new Xbox One X. See what I did there?
Let's see it in its 4K glory.
Yes.
Not provided you have a monitor.
Or a TV that supports it, yeah.
Yeah. A display device.
So we currently have... Huh, it doesn't say you or I are watching the stream. That's interesting. Other than that, though, we have 12 viewers currently in the stream. So I'm going to do my favorite random number random number picker, since I still don't have a bot to use, and do random.org. So the first number that gets drawn twice, we will choose to win the code. And that person is G. Lewis.
Hey, congrats, man.
Congrats. Do you want the code? I don't know if... I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you still have an Xbox or a PC that you would want to play it. So let me know if you want the code. If not, we will redraw. So let us know in the chat if you want the code, and we will give it to you. So as we're waiting for that, we'll jump on to a couple of other things that we have. The Halo Twitter account has reached over 1 million followers as of this past week, which is a pretty big milestone. So congrats to, I guess, social media team for getting Halo to 1 million followers.
I wonder if they get a gold bird for reaching 1 million followers.
I was just thinking the same thing, actually. Yeah. I don't know.
Do they send out a gold tweet?
The golden tweet.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually... So, no, the golden tweet thing is actually something Twitter does, but it's for the most retweeted tweet of that year. That is something that Twitter actually does. So it'd have to be something else, I guess.
Well, send them a gold tweeter tweet bird.
A tweeter bird?
A tweeter bird. A Twitter bird.
All right. G. Lewis has said he wants the code, and I have just whispered him the code over Discord. So, G. Lewis, thanks for coming on back to the fold, and we may have to get you on another podcast if you still have a microphone to hop on with us at some point. But enjoy your complete edition of Halo Wars 2, which includes all of the DLC. Come back next week when we will give away something else on the show. Don't know what we'll do yet. We do know that the last week is going to be the Xbox One X. Go to podtacular.com/XmasXGiveaway. That's all one word. And I'll take you to the Gleam.io page. For those that are in the chat now, you can go ahead and enter in that secret code. For those that are downloading, you have the option to follow us on Twitter, Twitch, and subscribe to YouTube. There is a bonus for anyone that is a subscriber of our Twitch channel. And then if you watch our giveaway announcement video, you get an entry as well. Junos, I don't know if it was you that called it out last time or someone else, but those are Minecraft swords. They're not energy swords. I don't know if you're joking or being facetious, but either way, yeah, those are Minecraft swords. Which those will actually come down within the next month after we settle on the house.
Cool.
So my setup will be changing probably in 3 months.
It will slowly get barer and barer and barer.
And then one day I'll just be in a completely new space. Wow. Hopefully I'll have some better lighting by then too. We'll see what happens. So 1 million followers on Twitter. That's awesome. It's good to see that accomplishment by the Halo team. So congrats to you guys for pulling that off. I don't know what Facebook looks like or YouTube looks like. I can only imagine that the numbers will keep on going up. Halo subscribers on YouTube is 305,000. Checking Facebook right now just because killing time. And they just have... Whoa, okay. Apparently Facebook is more popular than Twitter because they have over 3.3 million followers and 3.5 million likes. Wow. Okay. A lot more people use Facebook than they use Twitter, I guess. And Pins always brings up MySpace. Oh, jeez.
I'm surprised anybody still uses MySpace.
Apparently it's used for a lot of music bands still.
I never hear anybody talk about their MySpace page.
I hear it very rarely. Maybe once a year
from some music artist. Yeah, the only time I ever hear MySpace is either from Eric Ebu or Pins.
When I listen to Spotify, I'll hear some Spotify ads that will reference MySpace. Some other fun news that the chat is bringing up too. AIM finally died. AOL Instant Messenger. So they finally killed that service.
Huh, imagine that.
I know. I remember being on AIM.
I was on it for a while.
I was on it for maybe a couple years, and then it just kind of fizzled out. I switched over to MSN Messenger, and then eventually Skype. And now we have Discord.
Mm-hmm.
PatTaggler.com/Discord. Shameless plug. So another thing up on the list is something that I thought was mind-blowing. And I'm going to post this link in the chat. But apparently, the very last section of the Warthog run in Halo 3, you actually drive around the island that is the Southern Cartographer. Someone went, I guess, into Forge or did a camera breakout of the campaign map, and the geometry is exactly the same as the island for Southern Cartographer. That completely blew my mind. What do you think, GT?
I'm going to have to pay attention to this now.
Right?
Yeah, I would have never got Silent Cartographer out of that map.
I don't know what triggered this person to think about what this could have been, or maybe he was just messing around and went up and saw this, but yeah.
I'll be doggone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no mistaking it.
There definitely is not. So this makes me wonder, too, because in the first Halo game, the image that's on the left, that little, I think, you see the circular thing in the middle there? Isn't that where you go underground?
Yeah, that's where you go. In Halo CE, that's where you drop down into the island, or into the Halo ring.
So, if this installation's geography was planned to be almost identical to the original's geography, that means that everything that you did for the Warthog run to go from the control room to this Silent Cartographer is really not that far away in the original game. You actually go underneath the... And I mean, I know for the sake of the game, yeah, they probably could have flown over everything in the Pelican and actually gone straight to the control room. But you actually go underground here, and then I guess you traverse through what you actually drove through in Halo 3? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, in the mission, you actually traverse to another point of the, or another, you know, another point on the Halo ring. I mean, it's not...
But it's underground.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
I only assume from the cutscenes that you enter in this hole that's in the top, and you just kind of go straight down until you meet this, I guess, other doorway. I'll know it, like, how much they navigate in between the two cutscenes.
Well, I mean, basically in Halo 3, you're driving around this island.
Yes, but I mean, like, after... I mean, in Halo 1, you're driving around it, too. You just, instead of water, you have these plates that are in place. But I'm wondering... And maybe I'm just looking way too much into this, and this was just strictly an Easter egg that Bungie put in. If there was originally a hole that was planned to be there after the fact, and they put a tunnel in there, then you go down. You're basically, in Halo 1, navigating back out of... Or I guess underground, in Halo 1, you're navigating the reverse of the Warthog run in Halo 3. Does that make sense? Maybe I'm not making any sense.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
Well, the funny thing, yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, in Halo 3, the control room is a lot closer to this island than it seems to be in Halo CE.
Well, in Halo CE, you're walking a lot more than you are driving the Warthog, because the Warthog run is just a straight shoot.
In Halo 3, you get to this part of the mission in and you walk to this part of the mission in a lot shorter time than you do in Assault on the Control Room.
Yeah, but part of that is because you're going up and down elevators, you're winding through stuff versus the Warthog one, which is a little bit more of a straight shot, and you're in the Warthog the whole time.
Actually, in Halo 3, the bridges aren't there.
Well, they're just not there yet.
Yeah, like I said, they're not there. And the doorway you go through is in the wrong, is in a different spot than it is, than would have been in Halo CE.
What doorway?
The doorway you go to head, start heading towards the Warthogs. You come out of the, you climb up
on the cliffs. No, it's the same thing.
No,
yeah, no, it's the same location.
It's closer. It's closer.
Not by much. Maybe it lives a little bit, but that doorway on Halo 1, there's an archway that you would walk over where the Banshee's on. You can either hop in the Banshee and fly over, or you walk across the walkway, go down the elevator, and then come out in the front. Those elevators just aren't there yet, but that door is there. That room is...
No, the door you come into, the bridge spans across the spine of the building. Because the shortcut is to jump off the bridge and land on the spine.
Right.
But the spine sticks out past that door.
Yeah, the spine's not there right now.
No, in Halo 3, that spine's there.
Oh, sorry, the spine is, but the bridge isn't.
Right, but the doorway that you come through in Halo CE to walk across the bridge is further into the canyon, or further away from the tower, because it goes over the end of that spine. The door you walk through in Halo 3 is much closer to the structure, because if you had a bridge there, you would pass through the spine.
Okay.
So that door is in a different spot.
All right, yeah, it's a little bit closer.
But, I mean, even still, that door is not there in Halo CE.
Yeah, the door's there. It might be closer, but it is there. Because that's how you enter that canyon in the first place.
No. You enter the canyon from the bridge. You come across the bridge to enter the canyon.
No, you go through the room with the hunters, and then that door you come out is on that bridge, and that's where the Banshees are.
That bridge is further into the canyon than that door in Halo 3.
I think we're either getting something mixed up, or we're saying the same thing but saying it differently.
There are six doors in that in that room, in the control room, well, in that canyon area in Halo CE. Or no, sorry.
Six?
Four, sorry. You have the two doors on the bridge.
Yeah.
You have one down at ground level.
Right.
And then you have the one way up high where you go after you...
You go to the control room.
No, where when you leave the control room to start blowing stuff up.
Right.
There's four doors in that canyon. The door yes. You come in goes to the rock bridge that spans the canyon.
That's the door I'm talking about.
Which is in front of that spine. The door you go through in Halo 3, you would be walking through that spine if that bridge was there.
Right, gotcha. What I was saying is the door is still there, even though, yeah, it is a little bit closer in the Halo 3 version. But that door is still that same door.
And the door in CE, you come from a different place than you go to in Halo 3.
Yeah, because the room doors are, when you go into that room, the path is a little bit different.
Like I said, in Halo CE, the door the room that door leads to does not exist.
Right. Yeah, so it is designed a little bit differently. But it's still very similar.
It is very similar, yes. But anyway, all I'm saying is the distance between where you drop down in this island to the point where you reach the control room is further than as far as distance traveled, not counting, you know, the distance of the vertical elevators, than from the control room to where you start going around this island.
Say that again.
the island in Halo 3 is closer to the control room than it is in Halo 1.
Gotcha. Okay.
So Bungie made us run through a bunch of stuff for nothing.
Oh. I'm wondering, like, how much further or closer away it is, though. Because, and again, this is all speculation, but if something is, if the Halo that was replacing Delta Halo was intended to be a similar geography, then I wonder how much that distance in Halo 1 differs than what it was in Halo 3.
Well, I mean, that, you know, there,
that's all, all, that's the Halo, all I was really trying to bring up.
Yeah. Yeah, the funny thing is all these Halos are supposed to be basically identical to each other. At least from
they are?
At least from the start, yes. With the exception of installation 07, I think it is. Because that was a shrunk down version of the original 12 Halos.
Right, the Mega Halo, the 30 kilometer Halo. Right. Yeah, installation 07, which was actually Alpha Halo, right?
Right. Yeah.
See, I thought the geography on all the Halos were different. Maybe
we've explored aspects. Different parts of each Halo, yes.
Well, maybe each system is in the same place, but the geography is different? Because at Halo 2 for... Well, no, Halo... I guess Halo 2 is Delta Halo. No, Halo 2 is...
In each whatever. Game, we traversed a different part of the Halo. We didn't duplicate, we didn't duplicate rooms with the exception of the library in Halo 2.
Well, the control room in Halo 2 did not have a similar architecture to get up to the control room as it did in Halo 1 or Halo 3. Because remember, it was surrounded by a lake.
Yeah. But I thought they called that something different.
I mean, that's where the index was activated.
Well, I'm not saying, I'm not saying that they're not different now. I'm just saying when they were built. You know, because weather patterns and things like that, each Halo has a weather system that's going to affect the surface of the Halo differently. But yeah, I thought they called that something different in Halo 2. Maybe it was. I don't remember. And that could also be chalked up to artistic license too.
Yeah, that's true. Because there's a lot of that in Halo. There is a lot of that in Halo. All of that to say, the Silent Cartographer Island is in Halo 3 from Halo 1. You just drive around it during the Warthog run.
20 minutes. Oh.
Hey, it's airtime that we fill. That's really it for this week as far as news, community updates, and whatnot. We still haven't picked a book yet to talk about for this month, but we'll get around to that probably pretty soon. I'll probably actually talk to GT after the show, and we'll decide on the book. But other than that, the couple of other things that we have to mention is the loot crate for the Great Journey. The orders for that end on the 15th. So that is 9 days from this recording. The 15th is next Friday. So you have until midnight Pacific time, 9 p.m. or sorry, midnight Eastern time, 9 p.m. Pacific on the 15th to get your loot crate orders in. And loot crate is actually having a 20% off for the holidays. So if you missed out on the Cyber Monday deal that they had, or Black Friday, I think it was 30% off. Right, it was 30% off of any subscription or crate?
Something like that.
If you miss that and you want to get in on the Halo crate, then you can use the code HOLIDAY20 at checkout. And if you want to go straight to the Halo crate, then you can go to lootcrate.com/podtackler and enter in the code at checkout, and then you'll be able to get your Great Journey crate that is Halo 3 themed. And again, the Halo Icons figure is the Master Chief and the Bubble Shield, kind of from the Starry Night video that they had. for the promotion of Halo 3, which I think is pretty cool. Probably the coolest of the year 2 set so far. So again, you have until December 15th to order that. Also, Halo Legacy of Onyx is now available. So if you go to podtegular.com/Onyx-Legacy, or Onyx-Legacy, I just combined the two words, then that will take you straight to the listing where you can get the Kindle and paperback version of the books, as well as the Audible version. Kindle is $11.99, paperback is $9.78, and I believe the audiobook was 23-something, 27-something, last time we checked.
Yeah, it was right about 24 bucks.
So, podtegular.com/Onyx-Legacy. I think that's pretty much it. How did Game Night go last week, GT?
Went really well. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, what did you guys end up doing? Any more?
We played a lot of SWAT.
Nice. I did quite a bit of that this past weekend, too, trying to get my one rank for the emblem for the season.
And Louis had a big backpack on.
Really?
Confell actually did some pretty good support, too.
I would expect Confell to have a backpack. Louis?
Well, Louis...
Not usually, but...
In SWAT, Louis, he's pretty good with it.
Okay. Fair enough.
He ranks Diamond
in SWAT. Oh, wow. I guess I have, too, but again, I don't play as often. I just play to get my rank and then kind of just leave it there. We still have 3 more episodes of Achieving Halo, and I believe we are going to look at possibly doing Friday nights still for people that want to help out with Achieving Halo. And I'm guessing this week is also a viable week to do it as well. Cool. So when you get into the Fragging Friday with GT, then I'm sure he'll be asking the lobby, but if you're interested and really adamant about being a part of an episode, then hit him up on Twitter, let him know that you're interested, and he can maybe get the word out to some other people, see whoever else is interested. And if they can't get it on Friday, then he might be able to set up something else on one of the upcoming Saturdays to get another recording done. But we still have 3 more to go. And if you want to check out the rest of the ones that we've done so far, you can head on over to our YouTube channel. We have Halo CE, actually, from MCC done. And we're working on finishing up the Halo 5 one. I believe the next one is... Shoot, what's the name of the mission called for the one that's going up next? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Let me pull up my list. Let's see. We did... Okay, next one is Genesis.
There you go.
And let's see. Yeah, the next one is Genesis. We've got 3 achievements in that. We have to complete the tank portion without blowing it up on Legendary and operate 4 different vehicles at once.
That one's not too bad. You have to do a couple of cuts with that, though, right?
Yeah, there's a... There's actually, you can pick up 4 ghosts right at the beginning. Well, there's 4 available. You have to hijack 2 of them. But there's definitely plenty of places or plenty of vehicles on that to be able to get that done. Like I said, you get the tank. There's a couple of ghosts right off the bat, and then you're attacked by a couple of ghosts. So you can get that achievement pretty quickly. But even if you don't, there's Wraiths and more ghosts along the way, so it's definitely easy to get that achievement.
Nice.
The only hard part is keeping the tank alive on Legendary, but if you've got 4 people in there, it does make it a lot easier, because the tank can kind of hang back and play the long range game, and you know, the ghosts can go up, the ghost and wraith can go up and, you know, distract people or distract different targets.
Hey, distraction. Well, if you can get the distraction medal in campaign. Cool. So if you're interested in helping out with Genesis, then make sure you let GT know. For our Spartan Company commendations, an update there. We are so close to getting one of our level 4s up to level 5. Actually, two of them pretty close. For Road Trip, we have another 376 to go. That can probably be done by next week. And then Forget to Pay the Toll, we have another 37. That's also doable by next week, but I have a feeling that's going to be a couple weeks out. We still have the Pain Train and Sorry Mate as well. Our closest level 5 is From the Top Rope, which is killing an enemy Spartan with a ground pound. We need another 638. So that's our commendation update. I don't think we have anything else to really share for tonight. There has been some discussion in the Halo community about the competitive nature of Halo, and I don't know if people have heard some of the discussion that's and rumblings on Twitter, social media, and the Halo communities about the competitive community really being bothered by what's being perceived as a lack of communication and collaboration by 343. There is some things that we want to kind of discuss internally before we start tackling that issue. There'll probably be one where we get some guest hosts on and talk with some other people that have some other opinions. There's a couple other Halo people out there that are also thinking about doing something similar and having some commentary on the way that 343, or we would like to see 343 handle development of the next Halo game when it comes to multiplayer and gameplay, functionality, features, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to probably hold off on discussing that for a little while, but it is something that we intend to discuss at some point. Might be a month out or so, but we don't want to put it off too long. But we will get around to it at some point. Just so it doesn't put the onus out there that we're just being ignorant to it. We are aware of it. We want a little more information and knowledge and people that we can actually carry on discussion about it before we dive into making any assumptions or throwing any opinions or strong beliefs out there. Just so people know. Wrapping on the show, for anyone that has joined late, make sure you use that secret code to put your entries in for the Xbox One X drawing. That code is on your screen. We will have a new code for next week, so you will only be able to use this code once. And when the stream is over, the ability to put in that entry will go away. So make sure you get it in now. Make sure you check out the podcast network. We are part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can head on over to thepodcast.com to learn about the podcast over there and what they're currently talking about. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch, Xbox Club, Spartan Company. We have a Discord server. We have Halo servers. All that stuff. So just search Podtacular on whatever platform, and if we have it, then you'll find it. And no pins. We do not have MySpace.
We'll also we ought to make a MySpace just to shut him up.
We probably could. Kind of falls in a little bit of a relatable thing, because Podtacular is an audio-based show, and MySpace is focused mostly on music, but we have a couple of musical pieces done by Dustin Griffith, so we could always post those up there, but we wouldn't really have anything else to really post.
No, we wouldn't.
It'd just be a stale page, but it would at least have something up there. So, again, if you go to any of the social platforms, if you just search for Podtacular, you will find us. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. For those that are on the live stream, thank you for coming on over. And for those new followers, thank you so much for coming over. Hope we get you back. I think we have upwards of 5 or 6 new followers of the stream on Mixer. I think we went from, I remember seeing the number of followers at 38 not too long ago, and now we have 52. So thanks, everyone, for coming on over. I know we have made the transition over to Mixer for the platform of being able to have the quick response, and not everyone kind of made the transition over from Twitch, but we hope that everyone can come on over to Mixer and help interact with us on a more reactive basis. That's one of the reasons why we're doing Mixer and only Mixer for the podcast, but we still stream on Twitch and Mixer and YouTube for our game nights and streams. Any last words, GT, or should we wrap it up?
I will be posting the game night on our YouTube, you know, as kind of a replay option if you for you guys to watch if you just want some noise in the background. I did get one posted up, and it seemed to get a pretty decent response, so I will be doing that. It probably will be after the first of the year before I actually start doing it on a consistent basis. I've got to get some assets made, so. And of course, with holidays and everything else, not a lot of time. So keep your eye out for that. And I look forward to seeing you there.
Cool. All right, everybody. For those that are in the stream, last chance to enter in that secret code. And for everyone else that has listened to us on the show, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you all next week. Keep on fragging giveaways.